Cage had gotten a long time to think since he last ran into Willie. Questions along the lines of, should I kill him? Crossed his mind a lot. Or was he right about the Brotherhood? Most of them ended with, who cares? He's a bum. Regardless, his mind was getting off that subject and back to the job at hand. Cage was on his way to an old super-duper mart to meet a contact he was told about by Red. Whatever for remained a mystery, but Red was a mysterious woman. This unnamed town was completely abandoned, or so Cage figured.
Christopher. Christopher. Oh, right. She said the employee break room. Chris? Oh, shit.
Where am I?
You show some respect, Waistro.
You should show respect to me for not killing you. Besides, either option was justified. You were trespassing on private property.
The hell? Legion? Well, I'm sorry to say, I didn't see your name on anything.
I thought everyone knew the signs of the bull. The way your friend was handled back at the supermarket should have been enough.
Maybe so. Look, we can go on about who was wrong here all day, but know this. I have no beef with you people. The guy was just my contact. I'd have been miles out of your hair after I talked with him.
Oh, I'm not just your run-of-the-mill Legion pup, blinded by pride. That phase of my life is done. Felix Costa, Caesar's Legion Centurion and Elder. I know what you're about, nor do I blame you for misstepping your bounds.
Then why am I tied up?
Law of the land. I don't see why I can't. Thing is, boy, there's a war on, and I don't like sacrificing my men every time I need something done.
So you're using me.
Be glad I didn't gut you like your friend back there, Cage. Fact is, there's been a thorn in my side that requires a serious candidate to remove, and that ragged informant would have been useless. If you want to continue your journey, I'd recommend doing what I ask.
I'm flattered, but anyone can procure armor like mine, no?
Adorable, but no. I had a chat with your friend Red over the radio. She was the only one who'd pick up, at least. The woman vouched for you pretty good, so I took her word for it.
Guess I'll have to thank her later. What's the job, then?
Obviously, the Legion isn't a new concept to you, so I won't need to explain our system on how we operate. There's a woman. Goes by the name of Millie Wallace. She's an NCR bitch we had ensnared for the past couple of weeks now. Well, more than a bitch. A full-blown colonel in the army. We were bringing her out west to our main camp, but she got crafty on us and left just the other night. This isn't only negative, it's disgraceful. No legionnaire should lose control of his prisoner.
I'm sorry. I don't deal in the business of slavery.
Well, now you do. In fact, I'm going to make this interesting. As of today, You are now property of Caesar's great legion. With this collar fastened, you cannot exceed the border of the region, lest you wish your head to turn to paste.
Don't worry. I wouldn't expect your knees to handle the terrain, old man.
Find the colonel, Cage. Then we can make the exchange. Slave for slave. Sounds about fair to me, Toss him over the cliffside. His armor will hold.
Wait!
No! 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 Wait!
Old Cage walked himself right into a pickle, all right. Suppose you could say it wasn't his fault. It was the contact, Christopher, that got caught with his pants down. Now, I don't rightly know how one doesn't spot themselves in Legion territory so easily, but it happened, and Cage is paying for it. After being thrown off a cliff like a billy goat and searching through a desolate desert, he finally found himself in front of the mouth of a cave, just nestled between two more rocky cliff sides.
Better not fiddle with this anymore. I'll be damned if I blow myself up this far into the job. What the hell is that? Oh no. Is that what I think it is? Shit! Millie Wallace, I've come for you. Not in the way of choice. If that makes you feel any better. Millie, you know what I'm here for. You were pretty resourceful back there with all those turrets, but you gotta pop out now. There's no leaving here without me seeing. Colonel, this isn't personal. I've got places to be. Believe me, I hate the Legion as much as you do. But I prefer my head on my shoulders just a little too much. Understand? So unless you're part of the Bomb Squad Division, well, we're just between a rock and a hard place now, aren't we? So let's just...
After this.
It was 8 o'clock in my office, and things were pretty busy. A massive Legion hideout was just found in one of the biggest pre-war army bases in town. And boy, you better believe they utilized the tech in there to our disadvantage. Bunny had gone out to call in a few favors and get the biggest weapon boxes she could get her hands on. In the meantime, I'm doing my part by assembling the biggest team of crack shots I could find, or at least for what the budget could handle. Starting off, we got Joel Jackal, NCR Ranger, and one of the best snipers in the West, next to Craig Boone. Michael D. Batcue, explosives expert. Gotta get through those walls somehow. Mike Tyson, a.k.a. Cage, former Brotherhood, real mean in the short-range department, Man's a tank on the battlefield. Mike Gregory, also Brotherhood. Need an energetic weapons whiz? He's your man. Don McCormack and Frederick Winther aren't too fond of engaging crazies with machetes, and I don't blame them. They'll be the eggheads using radio jammer so the Legion can't relay back to Cottonwood Cove for reinforcements. Lost Paws Jr., George, Richard Villa, and Alex Roberts will be joining me in the trenches if the covert approach goes south, which it probably will. Granted we actually do sneak in, I'll have Brandon Cullison and Courier 07 armed to the teeth with stealth boys and combat knives to quietly take the heavy hitters down without breaking a sweat. I hope that's enough, because we need all the help we can get if we want to save the Mojave. How about you? Do you want in? If you'd like to join the agency and get all the behind-the-scenes action, join the A-Bomb Radio Patreon page today. Patreon.com/A-Bomb Radio will be the place to go. Just tell them Walter sent you. Now, back to the show.
You're growing up. You know what that means. Pip-Boy 3000. Part of your life. With Pip-Boy, all life's answers are in sight.
Pip-Boy 3000, part of your life. With Pip-Boy, all life's answers are in sight.
That's right.
And now, back to our story.
You see, it's easy to explain the physical symptoms Cage has undergone, being forced to search for someone he has nothing to do with. But let me paint a mental picture. Our boy got a little sloppy today, because he's a lot more scared than he lets on in this situation. You can condition a soldier to do things he once would never do, but you can't exactly stamp out the fear itself. I didn't tell you this, but Cage has an old fear of them slave callers. He knows Felix the Centurion told him the truth about when they explode, but who's to say it won't short-circuit and blow his head off? In all truth, he was sweating bullets under that armor.
You surely look like a bounty hunter, especially with talk like that. Lay your head down, the bullet ricocheted off of that shell of a helmet of yours. Might have a slight concussion. Probably shouldn't have let you sleep. I don't know. I don't care.
You let me live for a reason, I guess.
I took a chance on whether or not the bullet would have killed you. Then I noticed a slave caller. All that training, all that conditioning, and you don't even try to hatch a grand plan around this. Not very Brotherhood of you.
How did you know?
Your movements, the way you carry yourself, your dog tags. What was the reason? You don't seem all that ruthless.
Let's just say I chose not to carry the weight of your recapture, seeing as you're NCR.
Damn, not even slavery is beyond your anger for us. Still sore over Helios 1?
No. Just that I was trained to look at you folks like we look at the Enclave. You're not that high priority, though.
Well, still. You must have places to be if you're willing to bend to the Legion like that.
Well, if by bend you mean broke my leg to do so. The collar. Why don't you have one?
Mistake of masculinity, I suppose. Those football jocks playing soldier were pretty confident I was unable to escape. However, they'd later get me fitted once I arrived at their base out west. So, what did Felix tell you?
He was pretty transparent about it. Just that you ran off in the dead of night, and feels embarrassed.
Ha! Felix only told you half the truth, buddy. See, I didn't just leave. I left with a mark. cut three of his boys' necks while they slept. On top of that, I'm told I'm supposed to be reserved for their own Legate Lanius once they get me where they want to. Oh, and that's after they force me to fight some of my own men to the death to prove myself.
Good for you. Didn't know they operated like that. Didn't know much about them to start with, really.
Well, now you know. Was gonna go after Felix himself, only his tent was blocked by his guards. So I made a run for it instead.
And Legate Lanius, the high-ranking guy. He's supposed to be your master of all people?
Why else do you think they put you through all this trouble to find me? They wouldn't dare waste their time if I was just anybody's slave. It's classified, but this is all a revenge thing. I knocked off some pretty important figures in the Legion before they captured me.
Ah, that makes a bit more sense then. Look, for what it's worth, I'm really sorry for the introduction. I have no desire to be here, nor do I have any interest in the Legion. In fact, I'd prefer them to have a nuke shoved up their ass. I don't have many good feelings for the NCR.
Nor me, the Brotherhood.
Right, nor you, the Brotherhood. But I can tell you right now that I would have no quarrel, even if we brushed past each other on accident. Thing is, I have no choice in the matter.
And I had every choice to do the caller's job for you, but I didn't. In fact, I still got a mission to accomplish.
What? Explain.
Sure, our flags may not be on nice terms, but at the end of the day, we both fall under more reasonable organizations. Something the Legion doesn't understand. Old Felix may think he has me on the run, but I think with a man involved, we can make a simple solution out of this.
Oh yeah? Is it one that gets me out of this damn dog collar?
Exactly right. After that, we go our separate ways. How well do you know this place, Mr. Cage?
Not very well. Basically, I'm a tourist.
Ah, well, it may delight you to know that this jagged cliffside requires a bridge to cross if you're heading out west. That's where Felix and the gang are headed. It's one of those long, narrow, rickety ones that's been out there since God knows when.
And this should intrigue me. Why?
Only a few people can walk that bridge at a time, or it breaks. You, me, and Felix can have some alone time there.
To do what?
Don't get testy. To exchange me, of course.
Stop playing riddles. If you hadn't noticed, I'm trying to keep my heart rate down so this thing doesn't think I'm running.
Sorry, friend. The Legion used you and I'm gonna use you right back. In this case, it just might benefit you. Don't pretend like I'm exposing myself to them without a cause. How much of your faculties did my rifle jumble?
Quite a few, obviously. I can't think right. Just tell me what to do.
That's all I wanted to hear, and believe me, you'll have a shockingly different outlook of the NCR by the time it ends. Can you walk all right?
Just... don't cross me. My brain's still fuzzy, but clear enough to remember how to kill.
Ooh, scary.
This better work.
Just keep playing captor and everything will be fine. It's me that's gotta worry about stuff.
When do I cross the bridge to meet him? I was raised a fighter, not a negotiator.
Whenever he says so, that's when you do it. Hell, you don't have to say anything, really. Your job's about 99% done anyway.
Mr. Cage! How expected of you. I will say, though, you snuffed out the Colonel much quicker than I thought you would. Perhaps a change of profession is needed.
Ugh, say something, damn it!
No, thank you. But I'm glad I could be of help.
A shame. However, I'll put in a good word for you to the mighty Caesar whenever I get the chance.
Fair enough, deal.
Don't follow me up there. I'd rather the wench stay focused on me.
Oh good, he's walking down alone. Come on, get there before he gets suspicious.
Okay. Hope my armor doesn't bust this thing.
Well, I guess there's a way out in that case. Your armor's strong enough to survive that fall, and I can fall on top of you to break it. Felix gets the full brunt of it, on the other hand.
Wishful thinking. Very wishful thinking. Here she is. I didn't think such a frail thing could cause you so much trouble, but she proved that to me when she almost took my head off.
Ah, got a bit rough with you, didn't she? Hello, Colonel. It's wonderful to see you under the sunlight, where I can see you nice and clear again.
Centurion, I see yet again your man can't handle their own dirty. And here you are making this poor drifter do the work for you.
Oh, only away for such a short while. And I've already missed you, sir. My dearest Millie, just know that when you serve the mighty Legion, you have no room to make such snide remarks, lest you want your eyes cut out.
Good. It's torture enough having to look at you fools all day.
Here, your radio. I attempted to prod at your employer out of curiosity, but she isn't budging. I'll go ahead and take the prisoner now.
Not so fast. The collar.
Ah, yes. I get so used to applying them that I nearly forget they're on sometimes.
Where do I put this thing?
At the very back of the thing, you'll find a keyhole.
Are you free, Cage?
Yeah, I'm free.
Good.
Now, exchange the prisoner, please.
You mean me? Oh, I'm not the prisoner here. Now, hold on. Hold on. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Fire your weapons, you kill your boss. Try to rush and the whole bridge goes down. How's it gonna be?
You damned harlot. And you betrayed me for this wench?
No one owns me, you old fart.
You'll pay for this, both of you.
Come on, Cage, back up. We need to get off this thing.
Hold your fire, men. Hold your fire.
That's right. Might as well put your guns away while you're at it. No one puts their grimy Legion mitts on me again. Me and your boss here, we're gonna have a nice little conversation on our way back to Camp McCarran.
You fucked up, Cage. I could have cleared you for this entire region, made your job much easier. But yet you let the poison of the NCR reach your ears.
Shut up. You crossed the wrong one, Costa.
All right, we're safe.
And what now, woman? You really expect me to make such a long trip without being noticed?
Oh, not to worry. We'll be taking a route a little off the beaten path. It's a longer trip, so if your creaky knees give out along the way, I'll be glad to drag you by your heels. Either or, I won't be satisfied until you're behind bars.
Come, man! Attack! Attack!
Oh, shit.
They're coming across the bridge.
No! No!
Look at that. Your dumbass little band just crowded the bridge and broke it. Who's gonna save you now, smart guy?
You've
said enough. You used to look a bit shaken up, Cage. You gonna be alright?
Did you know this was all gonna happen?
It was one of the few ways I picture this playing out. Worst case scenario, they played it smart and took some calculated shots on the other cliff over there. Thing is, I knew their blind loyalty would send them over the bridge as a group to get over here. Darwinism did the rest. Legion think with their hearts, not their heads.
Really gonna carry him the whole way?
Until he comes to. Might just buy me a pack Brahmin on the way there and have it do the work for me.
Well, hey, for what it's worth, thanks. I know we didn't meet under the best circumstances, and I didn't make it any better with my umbrella view of the NCR, but you earned my trust today.
Hey, like I said, the Bear and the Brotherhood don't see eye to eye, but we're a hell of a lot better than this Roman soldier focus group. Happy trails, Cage. Look me up if you're ever out Nevada way.
Will do. Be safe. Miss Red, it's me. I've moved on from our little detour.
Oh, Cage. Thank goodness. I figured I had lost you for a moment. Can I guess you put your bounty hunting skills to work?
Halfway. But I didn't follow through. Me and my Mark just flipped the script on a Centurion and his little squadron a moment ago.
Really? Good. The Caesar's Legion bunch isn't to be trusted. I tried negotiating your freedom with that Costa fellow over the radio all day, but he was too headstrong to listen. Our conversations were short, accounting I was a woman.
Yeah, they don't seem to like those for some reason.
They're regretted. Do you know, I once knew someone who used to serve the Legion in the shadows. Best assassin I knew. She planned to prove to the Legion that she wasn't a second-class citizen and that she was worthy. Well, long story short, she presented her kills before them as proof of her loyalty, only for them to enslave her.
Jeez.
They're barbarians, Cage. Not far off from the very people the ancient Romans fought against. A funny little paradox.
Oh, I got the memo, believe me. So what was my contact supposed to be telling me before all this mess?
Oh yes, Christopher. Rest his soul. It was about the route you needed to take once you left the region.
Oh yeah? What's wrong with the road I'm on now?
Nothing. It's security protocol. Just to throw off any potential followers. It's treacherous, but here's where you need to go.
Stay in the loop for episode 6, Hard Truths. Marooned in a harsh blizzard landscape, Cage is pursued by a mysterious sniper shrouded in snow. However, the battle he'd face at the sniper wouldn't compare to what would happen when they'd meet face to face. Stay tuned. This episode was written and produced by Preston Harden. Edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. In today's episode, Cage and Felix Costa were voiced by Mike Tyson, Red by Marianne Stanek, Millie by Letitia Lemon, and the Legion Guard by Preston Harden. Let go of them reins for a second there, partner. Be sure to visit patreon.com/abombradio and become a dear listener. Find us at A-Bomb Radio on Twitter. Other things like our merch and Discord are available in the episode's description. Also, make sure you rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it. Or share it with another Fallout fan. You know they'll like it. I'm Forrest Lee, and we'll see you in the next one.
Listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Have you ever wanted to deep dive into the lore and stories behind all your favorite Marvel movies? Then do we have the show for you. I'm Captain Shenko.
And I'm Psych88. Join us as we dissect the media megalith that is the MCU. We'll talk about the origin stories, the fights, and everything in between.
The MCU Lorecast releases on all major podcasting platforms on Mondays as part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club and can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.